Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Again, as I have been encouraging you this week to really open yourself to the gifts of the Holy Spirit, I urge you to go to our website, renewalministries.net. Look especially at the DVDs that are available that will help you to understand more and more who the Holy Spirit is and His working in our lives, and any other questions you have. I think you're going to find an abundance of material, books, pamphlets, DVDs, all kinds of things, CDs that are available to you. And I urge you to go on our website, renewalministries.net. Check it out. You can also listen to my program just by going to renewalministries.net and clicking on radio. You can listen to Peter Herbeck's program the same. You can see our television program, The Choices We Face, from our website, renewalministries.net. So if you're not in the habit of checking out our website, please do so. I want to take a look for a moment here at the gift of counsel, wisdom, understanding, counsel. What is the gift of counsel? It's a gift from the Holy Spirit that enlightens the conscience in moral choices which daily life presents. Every day, every single day, we have to make moral choices. What's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's better. To enlighten the conscience in moral choices which daily life presents, it's like a new breath suggesting what is right, what is becoming, what is more fitting for the soul. It's like you have a new pupil in your eye by which you are able to see better what to do, no matter how difficult or intricate the situation may be. And all of us at times have been in difficult and intricate situations. If we can quiet our hearts and step back internally and say, Lord, help me. Teach me what to do. And trust that He's there, and trust that He hears you, and listen carefully. You'll be amazed at how many times He will inspire you. Sometimes it will simply be a confirmation of what you thought you should do. But take it to Him. Because when we're in difficult situations, or as John Paul says, intricate situations, it's very hard to think clearly. We need the gift of counsel. We need the Holy Spirit. He is our advocate. That is, He is our defense attorney. He will help us. He will show us the way. Ask for that gift all the time and cherish it when you receive it and act on it when you're given it. Don't say, well, I don't particularly like that, or that's going to cost me too much, or I don't want to say this or do that. That's saying to God, I don't like your gifts, throwing them back in His face. Don't do that. Don't do that. Today is the feast of St. Barnabas, who is known as the son of encouragement. And he was the first man fully to appreciate the change wrought in Paul. And he invited Paul to accompany him to Antioch. Thus began the great mission to the Gentiles. So it was Paul and Barnabas. And it was Barnabas who generously invited Paul. We're taking a chance, you know. Paul had been this wild fanatic, and now he's so changed. Barnabas took a chance on him. Together, Paul and Barnabas preached to the people there and elsewhere in Asia Minor. John Mark joined them, but left halfway through the mission. And after the Council of Jerusalem, Paul refused to preach alongside Barnabas over the issue of circumcision and the behavior of John Mark. So just know, brothers and sisters, there were difficulties in the early church, even difficulties among these saints. We all have difficulties in life. All of us. You know, I hear people saying, why do I have to be in this mess? Do I have to be in this hardship? Do I have to be in this difficulty? Do I have to have this problem? We all have problems. That's what life is. It's saying to the Lord, help me, direct me, guide me in the way I should go. Show me the path. Lord, I trust you. You care for me. You love me. Show me the way I should go. And he will do that. Take time. Ask him. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 11. In those days, a great number who believed turned to the Lord. The news about them reached the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to go to Antioch. When he arrived and saw the grace of God, he rejoiced and encouraged them all to remain faithful to the Lord in firmness of heart, for he was a good man, filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. So he comes, he sees what God has done, they become believers, they've turned to the Lord. He sees it, he rejoices, he encourages them, and a large number of people was added to the Lord, even more, as he encouraged them. Then he went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year, they met with the church and taught a large number of people, and it was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians, followers of Christ. What an honor. But it opened them to tremendous persecution, yet they carried it with honor. What about us? Do we deny that we're Christian? Do we hide it? Do we apologize for it? Or do we simply and peacefully and joyfully, even in difficulty, say, yes, I am a Christian. I am a follower of Christ, and this is what he would have me do. Simple. I know it's earth-shattering. I know it's hard. I know what can come at you. But do it, and you will be amazed at the strength you receive. Now there were in the church of Antioch prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who was a close friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. And while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Then completing their fasting and prayer, they laid hands on them and sent them off. And they had difficulties. They had challenges. But God redeemed. God restored. God made well. Because every man involved was humble enough, both Barnabas and Saul, even if they had strong disagreements, they were humble enough to allow their love of the brethren, their love for one another in Christ, to sustain them. Brothers and sisters, do we trust God when we're in difficulties? Do we trust God when we know we're called to declare the truth and we're afraid to do so? Do we turn to him? Do we ask for his help? When he gives us his help, do we thank him? This is the living God who's coming down to you, who's speaking to your heart, who's helping you. Or do you just attribute it all to yourself if there's a good outcome in a situation? Do you accept everybody's compliments? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Of course, I'm marvelous. I'm wonderful. Well, we don't say that. But we think that when a situation works out well that we're part of, we think that our contribution is the one oftentimes that saved the day, rather than saying whatever wisdom I have has come from my God. Glory be to him forever and ever. Simple. If somebody thanks you for something, you can say thank you. Of course, thank them. And then say, but the real thanks goes to the Lord, who is my Savior. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 7 to 13, Jesus said to the 12, as you go, make this proclamation, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That means it's near. That means I can reach out and touch it. Brothers and sisters, the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus is with us. Jesus is present with us. Do I believe that? Do I really believe that? I need to. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick. Raise the dead. Cleanse the lepers. Drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey, or a second tunic, or sandals, or walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. When I wish peace to a house, what I'm wishing is for the presence of God to fill that house. It's not just a nice feeling. I'm asking that the God of peace will dwell in this house, make his home in this house, and the peace may flourish in this house. It's the greatest gift we could give people who offer us hospitality. That's the greatest gift we could give, is the peace of Jesus Christ. How often have you, when you've spent some time in a home and visited with people and you thank them and perhaps you send them a note of gratitude, but have you ever thought of stepping out boldly and saying, let's pray, let's turn to the Lord and thank him that he was so present with us, because the peace and the joy and the delight that we experienced this weekend is because of his presence even more than anything we've done. So I thank you for your hospitality. I thank you for the work of your hands. Let us thank the Lord as well for his goodness to us. Have you ever thought of doing that? Ever thought of saying that? God really is the source. We need to acknowledge it more and more and more, brothers and sisters. Again, I want to encourage you, if you have an opportunity, to go to our website. I ask you also to really take a look at these gifts, brothers and sisters, that God is pouring out upon us. All of my information, or at least most of it, I have taken from the teachings of Pope John Paul II. They are the teachings that he gave around Pentecost of 1989. And if you go back in the archives at the Vatican website, you can find them, you can access them. There are talks called The Gifts of the Holy Spirit. And you can read for yourselves the treasure, because all I'm doing is giving you a tidbit. I'm giving you a thumbnail sketch. But if you want to see much more of the whole picture, read the work of St. John Paul. Read it carefully, because it is a great, great blessing to all of us. Once again, let me just say to you, God has so much to give you. More than you can even imagine. But we need to open our hearts. We need to spend time with him daily. We need to thank him, to have a pattern of thanksgiving for all he's done. We need to have a pattern of asking forgiveness for our sins when we fail, that his image might not be dimmed or marred in us, that he might grow in us. Brothers and sisters, that will be light to the world through you. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.